There we go.
You better have more, but I do want
to... We have more!
Good, but I do want to talk to you a bit.
Oh, good.
I know that you have literary aspirations. In fact,
indeed.
In fact, you've realized those aspirations
I
over
have.
The years. I used to love your writing in the New York Press.
Oh, gosh, thank you.
You used to write under a number of different pseudonyms.
Yes, the pseudonym I am best known for is Dirty Sanchez.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also wrote some columns under the name Harris France, but mostly it was Dirty Sanchez.
Okay. So you're writing a book.
I wrote a book.
Wrote a book?
Yeah, past tense. It's called The Book of Drugs. It's one of those terrible books where somebody does a lot of drugs and then stops and has a message. It's one of those books. And it's coming out in January.
Fiction?
Nope. It's a memoir.
Oh.
As John Malkovich would say.
Uh-huh. And
a memoir.
Who's publishing?
DaCapo Perseus.
Excellent. Yeah, will there be pictures in it?
There will not be pictures in it. That's what actually the thing that I told them straight off is it's not going to be one of those books with pictures in it. Like, you know, you look at the spine and you can tell, like, the differently colored pages. You flip to the pictures. It's not one of those. Even though I do that on every book, every memoir I've ever bought, I'm not gonna do it myself. I am a hypocrite.
Does no pictures mean a higher or a lower advance?
Gosh, I don't know. I should have asked.
I mean, it's cheaper to produce a book with no graphics in it.
I guess. Jeez, I don't know. Maybe I should have pretended there were pictures and then just taken the money.
When's it being published?
In January.
And are some of your lyrics in there? Did you have to ask permission from the publisher to reproduce your own lyrics
in
your book?
No, I don't actually have my own lyrics. There was a song called by a Tribe Called Quest that I quoted in there. And it's this really funny thing where we were with the head of the record company, and they have this song about how terrible the music industry is, and we were listening to it. And we tried to get permission, but the guy, like, wanted $1 zillion. The guy, not the band, but the guy who owned it.
The publisher.
Yeah, exactly. And we were like, dude, it's a book. There's, like, not a lot of money. But he wasn't having it. So I have to summarize the song, which is very odd.
How much of the book is written in English?
All of it, actually.
No German?
There might be a couple of phrases here and there. Maybe like a couple of... I use a couple of French words, maybe penchant, perhaps.
Jeff wants me to ask you how to say ta-da in German.
I don't know how to do that. But, however, in a Life Taco with the FMU scene, oops in German is hupsala. So Uppsala, but hupsala. Huh? Freaky.
You're very fond of the German language.
I learned how to speak it. I'm like the rare guy that thinks it's attractive.
Do you play Germany a lot?
No, actually, I tried and I failed miserably. I can draw like 80 people in Berlin, 50 people in Hamburg, and that is it. Everywhere else, it's like two bartenders and a dog. It's like a total mishigas.
Okay. Does Mr. Livingston want to say hi?
Would you say hi?
Hello there.
Andrew Scrap Livingston on cello. Mike Doty on guitar and voice. And let's go back to some... I hope you got a few more songs.
We got a few more songs.
Go right ahead. Take your time.
Do you remember... Do you remember Astoria? You'll remember it as a start.